fine. I didn't have a chance yet to. It's fine. Say that. Let's just, before we go to the next sugya, which is a hemshech of what we're doing, let's finish up the inyan that we were talking about the past few weeks. We were learning about the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi regarding the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, right? That according to the Bavli, we have two separate brachas. We have a bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and we have a bracha of Es Samach David. We have two separate brachas, which we learned according to the Rizal. The bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim of Kisei David Avducha is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the bracha of Es Samach David is Mashiach ben David. And in the Bavli, those are two separate brachas. In the Yerushalmi, they're together, they're one bracha, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. It's all included in one bracha. We don't have two separate brachas, and that explains the cheshbon of 18 verses 19 and so on. That's what we were talking about. And then we spent the past 2 weeks learning most of the misbeid of the hesped that of Yerushalayim, the hesped of Rav Kook that he gave upon the p'tira of Herzl. And we learned that the inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef is the practical binyan of the Jewish people, of Am Yisrael, the koach of Yosef at Tzadik. And then after Mashiach ben Yosef, first there'll be this initial building or rebuilding of the Jewish people in a physical and healthy way. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. And Mashiach ben David, of course, is the Hashlama of that. It was intended to be the Shlemus of that, which is the Kedusha of Ruchnius in Ruchnius. In many places, Rav Kook writes about, let's just finish this inyan. In many places, Rav Kook writes about the connection of Yesod and Malchus. Now, you have all heard of these words, the two final spheres. And Rav Kook often refers to the binyan of Eretz Yisrael by the Chalutzim, by the pioneers of the land, as the work of Yesod, and the practical development of the land. And that's Yosef at Tzadik. And that the Shleimus is Malchus, which is David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David. That's the Shleimus. And that's the connection between the two brachas of Bnei Yerushalayim, the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and the bracha of Kisei David Avdecha that we learn, is that Yerushalayim is the capital, is the center of life for the Jewish people, and the union of Mashiach ben Yosef is the building of Yerushalayim and so on, and Es Samach David, Tzmichas Karen David. That's the inyan of Malchus, of Mashiach ben David, and that's Yesod and Malchus. And there are two aspects to Eretz Yisrael. There's the practical, the Ma'asi, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, and then there's Ruchnius, which is Mashiach ben David. And these correspond to Yesod and Malchus, which correspond to a man and a woman, the Ish and the Isha, that Chibur of Yesod. The Yesod is the male, is the husband. And Malchus is the wife. This is Kudshu Bichu v'Shchinteh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shechinah, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And the ultimate tachlis of the husband and wife being together, Yesod and Malchus, is Dir B'Tachtonim, to be together, to establish a home, a place in this world. And that brings us back to how we began this sugya, with the Zohar HaKadosh on Simchus Yerushalayim Gilu Ba, that only Yerushalayim, Sham is Chaberes Isha and Baila. That's what we learned at the beginning. Only in Yerushalayim, Sisu is Yerushalayim, the Giloba, that only in Yerushalayim is Mischaberes, can there be this Chibur, this connection between Isha and Baila, the wife, and her husband. So now we understand that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, during the time of Bayis Sheni, when the Chachamim were Mesakein, they established the Matbeya, the Nusach of Davening. So the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi, they saw in their eyes that Shleimus of Yesod and Malchus. the Chachamim of the Yerushalmi, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and all of their efforts were directed towards this chibur, this yichud of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, of the Isha of Abayla, of Shemayim and Oretz, and to build Eretz Yisrael both practically, and that's Mashiach ben Yosef, Kisei David, and both in Ruchnia spiritually, which is Malchus Beis Tov, Mashiach ben David, and therefore in the understanding of the Yerushalmi, it's one bracha. There's one bracha, because the whole vision of the Yerushalmi, that whole Torah of Eretz Yisrael, brings together Boinei Yerushalayim, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, and Esemach David, which is Mashiach ben David, and therefore the bracha is one bracha, and the chasima contains both of them. And they continue to daven that way. That's how they davened in Eretz Yisrael. According to this Nusach of the Yerushalmi, they davened that way throughout the entire time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and even after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they continued to daven. That was the Nusach of Eretz Yisrael. They continued to daven with both of those in one bracha, not dividing them into two brachas. However, now we understand, as far as the Bavli is concerned, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash and Achas Chama V'Kama, when it came time ready by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, in Bavel and Chutz La'aretz, they felt the unbelievable, the emphasis, the focus was on the unbelievable pirud, the separation, the breaking apart, the collapse of that connection of Isha U'Bayla. This is in Bavel. This is in Chutz La'aretz. That whole connection of Yesod and Malchus, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, of the husband and wife, of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, in Bavel, they felt upon them the weight of Golas. So the Nusach of Bavel was to have two separate brachas. They weren't able to be in one bracha. They were two separate brachas. Bavel is that reality of ala gula v'ala tmura. That gula and instead of gula, the terrible, terrible tmura of being in Bavel was a lashon of bilbul, and Chutz La'aretz is a place where you can't make those connections. They were simply unable to make that connection between Yesod and Malchus, the Isha and Baila, and therefore they saw these as two separate inyanim. They saw the inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef as one thing, and they saw Mashiach ben David as something else. They saw them as two separate. They couldn't bring these two together, which is what we're learning about in all the other shiurim right now. They couldn't see that connection between Olam HaZeh and Olam Haba. They were living in Bavel, and in Bavel is a place of pirud, of separation, of galus, and they couldn't see that. Therefore, in the eyes of Bavel, even during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Yerushalayim was built, but Bechalzos, as we know, the Shechina was missing from the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was missing from the Beis HaMikdash in the second Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't like the first Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was missing, and therefore, the davening in Bavel, even during the time of the Bayis Sheni, was a davening where there was a separation between Bonei Yerushalayim and Tzemach David. The city of Yerushalayim was built, similar to the way we have it now, that we love Yerushalayim, we see that it's being rebuilt, but the Shechina is not there the way that it used to be. There's a separation. That separation between the practical reality of Yerushalayim, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the ideal Yerushalayim, with the Shechina and Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach ben David, that separation, that distinction between the two, is the Nusach of Bavel, which is the Orbi Davin. There are two separate brachas. There's the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. That's the physical. That's Mashiach ben Yosef, the building of Yerushalayim. But there's a separate bracha of Es Samach David. In the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, those two brachas are together. In the Nusach of the Bavli, the two brachas can't be together. They're separated, the two brachas.
According to what you're saying, according to Rav Kook or Talmid Rav Kook, are we now living in the time of Mashiach ben Yosef?
There's no question that according to Rav Kook, what was developing in Eretz Yisrael, the tchiyah that was taking place, was the aura of Mashiach ben Yosef, and we're very ready and excited for the hisgalus of Mashiach, of the aura of Mashiach ben David. What we're learning about shiurim of tomorrow night in Mitzvah Shem, of the Hakitzeranu, is the two periods of the Pekida and the Zechira. And the Pekida is Mashiach ben Yosef, That's the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is more beautiful now than it's been.
And people more, let's say, the good world, they don't hope by that.
So in that world that is focused on the gula, ala gula atmura, those are neshamas that are more attuned to the tzara shechina and to the pain of golus. The Etzeseldik and neshamas, those are the Rav Kook neshamas, those Etzeseldik and neshamas, mm-hmm. even though we're still in Golas, they have more of a sense, more of a feeling of that chibur. V'chol zos, everywhere in the world now, we're saying these as two separate brachas, until Mashiach comes, and then the light of the Yerushalmi will be fully revealed, and the two will come back together. And that's Rav Kook writes when he describes Golas, in the Aris HaTar that we saw earlier, he says, "Begolas Nifredu hata'omim." In Golas, the twins have been torn apart. Nifredu hata'omim, he's referring to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, have been torn apart, which is also the separation of Rachel and Leah. Because that's Yosef and Yehuda. Rachel and Leah and Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. In the Yerushalmi, there was a taste of that vision of what Rav Kook writes there in Aris HaTorah, "V'hadodim yisachdu b'nevei apiryonim," that the beloved are going to be reunited in the place of their joy of the chasna, that they're going to be reunited. So in the Yerushalmi, even during the time of Churban, in the Yerushalmi, the madbei of the Yerushalmi was the two brachas brought together into one bracha, because that's the two Mashiachin, and that's Rachel and Leah, the two of them together. But and that's the reality of Simchias Yerushalayim, Gilu Bakol Ohaveha. So there are Jews that they are Ohave Yerushalayim in a certain way, and Sisuas Yerushalayim, the Gilu Bakol Ohaveha, and the Zohar says that joy can only be, Kol Ohaveha, the husband and wife, is only complete in Yerushalayim. And it's only complete when the Shechina will return to Yerushalayim. Simchias Yerushalayim, Gilu Bakol. And that's the inyan of Ahaya Or Halavonik or Achama. The Or Achama Kiyeshavasamka Oshivas Hayamim, Bayam Chavesh Hashem Shever Amo, Umachatz Makosa Yerpa. The Rav Kook said, and that is the healing that the Navi is referring to, that the light of the moon and the light of the sun have been separated all the years of Golas, the light of the moon and the light of the sun. The moon is David Melch Zachai Vikaran, that's the moon. And the light of the sun is Mimegish. Shemesh Shirachim, the light of the sun is Yosef HaTzadik, and the two have been separated throughout all of the years of Golos, and they're going to be brought back together, the sun and the moon, when Hashem will repair, Biyom Chavosh Hashem as Shever Amo, when Hashem will repair the Tzibrochenkeit, the brokenness of the people, Umachatz Makoso Yirpa, and the sickness and of the wound, of this injury, of the division of the two Malchios, of the Malchus of David and the Malchus of Ephraim, but that Rav Kook was talking about in the Hesper, but that will finally be healed, and then there'll be, it all will be together, and will be one bracha, but no longer be divided into two separate brachas. Nachum, I just saw you had some questions you want to ask.
Sure. Yeah. Just last week, what you were saying about the decoupling of the Rachel and Leah.
Yeah.
In goes, I thought in another shiur we said that binyan, but in the Ashkenazi world, it's predominantly binyan.
Yeah. See, there are bechinas, you know, it's like if you learn the Kutta Maran, whenever you learn the sugya of Rachel and Leah, you'll see that, and it's, even though it's Galian and it's Kasi, revealed and concealed, in each of those, there's also a bechina of his Galian and his Kasi. So in the world of Binyamin, there's also, and in the world of Yehuda, so that's not a stira. So even in that world, that you have that subdivision into two worlds. That's how the Swarm explained it. But it's primarily that's the separation. Yeah. Now along these lines, I don't know if you got Shlomo sent out. You were able to. It works. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. Hi. Okay. Great. So we're going to continue with this mahalach. I told you there are a number of different mahalachim, Bavli Yerushalmi. We're going to do another three or four on this sugya of the Yerushalmi being the world of chiburim and the Bavli being the world of Pirudim. And we see that very clearly when it comes to Shabbos. Look at the first page that you have today. It's a famous Gemara that you know. The Bavli in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ilmolei Misharmin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosais. If only the Jewish people would keep two Shabbosas. Kihil Chosan. Kalocha properly. Miyad Nigolim. The redemption would be immediate. If we would only keep two Shabbos. Shenemar, Koyamar Hashem Lasarisim, Hashem said to the officials, the Sarisim, Asher Yishmu es Shabsosai. And the Gemara learns, if only you would guard my two Shabbos, if you would keep Shabsosai, the two Shabbos. And what's written right after that? Uksiv Basrei, Vahaviyosim al Har Kodshi, that if you would keep the two Shabbos, then the fulfillment would be Vahaviyosim al Har Kodshi. Then I would bring you back to my holy mountain and Vishamachtim Beveth Tfilasi and so on and so forth. Then there would be the Beis HaMikdash. Then there would be Geula. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. What's the Inyan of Shtei Shabbos? What's this Inyan of Shtei Shabbos? So look at the next page. Because Jews keep two Shabbos. Does it mean every single Jew in the world has to keep two Shabbos? There was a time that every single Jew in the world kept Shabbos consecutively. So what does it mean, Shtei Shabbos? El Molei Shomisol Shtei Shabbos. What does that mean? Then Miyad, immediately we would have redemption. So the second page is Kilas Yaakov, right? You have that?
Mm-hmm.
Now Kilas Yaakov is one of the Talmid Baal Shem, one of the Talmidim from the Beis HaMedrash, from the Chozen Lublin, who's known as the Maloi HaRoyim. It's a very, very big parish in Shas and Sefer Klolim, the Maloi HaRoyim, wrote a Sefer Kilis Yankov, which is in the Seder of Aleph Beis. And on Shabbos, you see what's on the line where it says Shabbos? It does not?
Yeah,
oh, only in mine it's on the line. Well, you see it says Shabbos in a big word. Okay, it says Shabbos. So he brings something very astonishing from that the Shlach Kodesh brings down. You found it up from? You have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Shabbos. Okay. Yesh Shishim Ribo Shabbosos B'Shmita. There are 600,000 Shabbosos B'Shmita in a Shmita. Now what that means, the Cheshbon of 600,000, he's saying that during the Shmita of 6,000 years, doesn't mean 6 years, during the Shis Alfin of this world, there are 6,000 years of this world, the Cheshbon is that he brings that there are Shishim Ribo Shabbosos during the 6,000 years of creation. It means there are, by the Cheshbon, there are 50 Shabbos every year. Now the problem is that comes out to be 300,000. That's the problem, not 600,000, right? It comes out to be 300,000. 50 Shabbosos a year during the 6,000 years of creation comes out to be 300,000. So look, Yei Shishim Riboy Shabbosos B'Shmita. Neged Shishim Riboy Neshamas. Now everybody knows that there are 600,000 base Neshamas of the Jewish people. All Jews are Anofim, are branches of the 600,000 Neshamas that left Mitzrayim, right? The 600,000 Neshamas. So he says, Keneged Shishim Riboy Neshamas. So Chol Neshama U'Neshama B'Yisrael Atzul M'Shabbos Echad. Every single Neshama of a Jew, each Jew comes from one Shabbos of the 600,000 Shabbosos of creation. Whatever that is, it could be your Parshas Vayeshev from the year whatever that year was. That's your neshama comes from that Shabbos. Every neshama comes from a particular Shabbos. Kain kolsa b'shlom asecha Shabbos v'shlom mezayin ba'agor shemotza kain b'megilas tarm. That the Shlach Kodesh found such a thing. V'ayin shom shetoma. But the Shlach Kodesh asks, the lake elah shin elav Shabbos is b'shmita. No, it's not 600,000. You make a simple cheshbon. 50 times, there are 50 Shabbos in a year, times 6,000. It comes out to be 300,000, not 600,000. So the Shlach asks, shetoma, the lake elah shin elav Shabbos is b'shmita. In the 6,000 years of creation, there are 300,000 Shabbases, not 600,000. The Tireitzim Elef HaShvi, Shahashisha Yom Hein Shabbos V'Olam L'Minyan. So the Shulchan Aruch answers that we count also the Elef HaShvi'i. In other words, we count the seventh millennium. You count the seventh millennium. And during the seventh millennium, you count each day of the week, because then it's Yom Shekul Shabbos Menucha. So then it comes out to be 600,000. That's the Cheshem. That's how the Shulchan answers, the math. We count also the Elef HaShvi, which is Yom Shekul Shabbos Menucha L'Chaim. So the six days of the week, and Shabbos, they're all days that have a Shabbos, and the Shabbos that come from those Shabbos. That's how it comes to 600,000. The Shabbos of the seventh is Enelam Ki Kodesh Kadosh. That's very on high. That's not Elam. The 6 days are connected that additional amount. Kibbutz said the Shlach Kodesh. That's his Cheshem. But the Kilis Yaakov says Vilinira Kipshutai. He says Vilinira Kipshutai. The Bechol Shabbos Yeshnei Shabbosos. He says no. You don't have to go into the seventh millennium. You don't have to. He says that's B'daychak. The Shlosh Cheshem is B'daychak. The Svarma talking about the 6,000 years of the world. So if that's the case, there are only 300,000 Shabbos in 6,000 years. So how do you get twice that? So he says, V'linir kipshutai, the b'chol Shabbos yeshnei Shabbos. That every single Shabbos consists of two Shabboses. Every Shabbos that we live through, Bemis, is two Shabboses. Zocher v'shomer, right? B'dibur echad. The two Shabbos is b'dibur echad. Each Shabbos is zocher v'shomer, which is yisoid u'malchus. Shekol echad nikra Shabbos. All the tefillas of Boikala and Eishes Chayil, it's about the chibur of yisoid u'malchus. I don't think I have to explain that. You know that the wife Ishu Abayla. That's why the inyan of the husband and wife is dafke l'el Shabbos. It's all connecting the husband and wife, which is yisoid u'malchus, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. So the Malay Rahim says that every Shabbos counts as two Shabbos. There are two Bechinas of Shabbos. There's the Bechina of Zohar, and there's the Bechina of Shomer. Zohar is the Zohar. Zohar, to remember, is the Zohar, the male. That's what? That's Yisod. And Shomer, Shmira, that receives from the male, Shomer is the feminine quality of Shabbos, which is the Eishes Chayil, which is Malchus. So every Shabbos has two, Zohar and Shomer. Now the Kiryas Yaakov explains, and that's how we understand the side of the Gemara that we just learned. That if we would only keep Shabbos in its entirety, if we would only keep Shabbos completely, which is both Bechinas of Zochar v'Shomer, of Yisod Malchus, of husband and wife, of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, if we would keep it, Yichu Kutshu Bichu Shchintei, if we would keep Shabbos Be'emes, both Shabbos, each Shabbos is two Shabbos, if we would keep those two Shabbos of each Shabbos, Miyad Negol, that's Gula. That's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. That's a husband and wife. That's a Kosh Baruch Hu Neshchina. Shaydei Shnei Shabbos is Eilu, Hoyim Eschar B'Yisoid El HaMalchus, V'Hoy HaGula. That would be Zocher V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad, and that would already be the Gula, Yisoid and Malchus. V'Zeh Miyad Negolim. He's not finished with us. He says that, and that's the deeper meaning of Miyad Negolim, would be immediately redemption. What's Miyad Negolim? Mipkinas Yad, Yudal, the hand, Shahayud, who Yisoid, and the Dalet is Malchus. And those who learn the Swam, you know, that the Yud is always the Indian of Yisod, and the Dalet, like the four Malchus, the Dalet is Malchus. Ze biyad chazok yeshalchem, kishia chazok b'chines yad ze oz yeshalchem. That when the Yad will be complete, Yud and Dalet, il molly shom yisal shtei shabbosos, is that if we would keep Shabbos in such a way, doesn't mean you have to have two different Shabbos. If every Jew, because each Jew comes from Shabbos, every neshama comes from a Shabbos, if each Jew would keep his Shabbos in a way of Yisoid Malchus, of Yisoid Malchus, then Miyad Negolim. Yad is Yud is Yisod, and Dalet is Malchus, then those two would be together, and be miyad negolim. Then would be the gula, and that's what it means. Biyad chazaki yishalchem. Biyad chazaki. If our yad yisod malchus would be strong, yishalchem, we'd be sent out of golus. We'd be finished with golus. Keshiya chazak bechinas yads zeh oz yishalchem. If that would be strong, that bechina of yad oz yishalchem, we'd be sent out of golus.
Yosef and David also.
Yosef and David is Yad, correct. Yosef is Yesod, and David is Malchus, and that's Yad. That's the thing, if you did Hashem, and you did Nefesh, Yad, Yosef and David, but Yosef and David itself is Yudalad, right? Okay, so that's Hakafa Aleph. Okay, so we have the Gemara, we have the Bavli. The Bavli says, El Molish Shomishol Shtei Shabbos is Miad Negolim. Now we learn that there's something going on. What are these two Shabbos? The two Shabbos means one Shabbos, but that one Shabbos is a Shabbos where there's a Yichud between Yisod and Malchus. Between Yisod and Malchus. Beseder. Now let's look at the Yerushalmi. The next page is the Yerushalmi. Okay. The Yerushalmi is in Tanis. At the beginning of in Perek Aleph, the end of Halacha Aleph, you see you have the line there. Rav Acha b'shem Reb Tanchum.
Yes.
Okay. Rav Acha b'shem Reb Tanchum b'Reb Chia. Ilu Yisrael oisin tshuva yom echad miyad hayabon ben David ba. If the Jewish people do tshuva yom echad one day, so Rav Acha says, then Mashiach would come. My timer, because it says on pasuk hayom im bekarlos hashma. That's Reb Chia. Hayom today. If today, like Rabbi Shimon Levi asked Mashiach, "Emosai kasi mar, it's hayoyim in mekalas hashma." That if we do tshuva one day, right away would be the geula. Hayoyim in mekalas hashma. Okay, that's one shot. Omer Rabbi Levi, this is what we're interested in now. Ilu hayisol mishamrin Shabbos achas kitikuna miyad haya ben David ba. So the Bavli says, "Il moli shom yisol shtei shabbosis, miyad negolim." That's the Bavli. Il moli shom yisol shtei shabbosis. The Yerushalmi is, "Ilu ho yisol mishanim Shabbos achas." That if we would keep Shabbos achas kitikuna properly, if there be kitikuna, miyad hoya ben David ba. Immediately, Mashiach ben David would arrive, would come. My timer. Vayoyim Moshe echlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. Vagoyimer, chad yom, Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. One Shabbos, hayom. Not what the Bavli is saying. The Bavli is going on the Pasuk, Sarisim Shomu Shabsosai in the plural. That's the Bavli. And from there the Bavli learns, El Moli Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbosais, then Miyad Negolin. That's the Bavli. The Yerushalmi doesn't learn like that. The Yerushalmi learns that it comes from the pasuk in Chumash when it says, "Ki Shabbos Hayom LaShem, Hayom Loisem Tzuah Basod." Ki Shabbos Hayom. And from here, the Yerushalmi learns that it's not Il Moli Shomu Shtei Shabboses. It's Il Ilu Hayisom Sham Shabbos Achas Kitikuna. Va'omer, the pasuk says there in Yeshaya, Beshuva Venachas Tivasheyun. Beshuva v'nayich tisparkum. You have the whole pasuk there on the side. You see where it says in the Torah, all the way on the right side, by Eis Hei, Ki Kamar Hashem, Kamar Hashem, Elokim Kadosh Yisrael, Beshuva v'nachas tivashayim. That the Yeshua is going to come in a way of shuva v'nachas, in a way of shuva and nachas, with shuva and nachas. Shuva means in a way of menucha, in a way of nachas. Shuva v'nachas. Bahashket ubebitcha, in a way of quiet and security. Tiag v'raschem v'lo avisam. That's how it could come. That's how gula could come v'lo avisam. You just don't want it badly enough. If you wanted it, it would come like that. That's the pasuk in Navi. So far, it comes out, we have a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Do we say, El moli shom yisol shtei shabbosis? Or that's the Bavli, or do we say like the Yerushalmi that Ilu Shomisol Shabbos Achas Ketikuna? Shabbos Achas to Kitikuna. And if you would just imagine, when I didn't bring down from the Zohar Kodesh, if you look through the Zohar Kodesh, this is brought down the Zohar Kodesh around four times, this Indian of Shabbos and Gula. Just by what you would imagine, in the Zohar Kodesh, would it say Shtei Shabbos or Shabbos Achas? In the Zohar Kodesh, what would it say? Shtei Shabbos or Shabbos Achas? Shabbos Achas. Wherever the Zohar Kodesh brings this Indian of Shabbos and Gula, it brings this Yilu Shom Yisrael Shabbos Achas. One Shabbos. That's the so the Torah's Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos Achas. Torah's Bavel is Shtei Shabbos. That's across the board. The Zohar Kodesh is Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Yushalmi and the Zohar Kodesh, they're together. It's the Yushalmi and the Zohar Kodesh versus the Bavli. The Yushalmi and the Zohar Kodesh learn Shtei Shabbos Achas, and the Bavli says Shtei Shabbos. Now, in order to understand this, we have to look at the Shari Ira. So that's the next page. The next two pages are the Shari Ira. Now the Shari Ira is some Rabbi Yosef ben Zakatilu, from the Kadmonim, from the earliest of the Mekubalim, was explaining the ten spheres and the midas of Hanagas Hashem in this world. And it's a very, very basic sefer in Kabbalah. And he's talking here about the midah of Yesod and the integration of Yesod and Malchus and Gula and Tefillah. V'tzarach ani lo ararcha al ikar gadol. So the Shari Ari says, I have to awaken you, I have to bring to your attention an ikar gadol, a very big Yesod, a very big ikar. Da, you should know. Ki behes acheid midas kel chai. Midas kel chai, b'midas aleph dalet nun yud. Now, kel chai is yesod. That's the mid of yesod. Shayor has been explaining this before. The mid of kel chai. Od Yosef chai. Right? Yosef chai. The mid of tzaddik, yesod olam is chai. Ben ish chai. Rav pa'olam is the midah of Yesod. That's called Kel Chai. That's the midah of Yesod. Da, ki b'sached midas Kel Chai, when there's this yichud, this unity of the midah of Kel Chai, which is Yesod. I'm not going to explain that. The whole thing before is to explain what Kel Chai is. Why is that Yesod? But when there's the yichud between the midah of Kel Chai and midas Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Midah of Malchus, like Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina Dalet Yud Nun Aleph is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is always Malchus. You see that when you look in the Svadish Sidurim, the which is a chibur of Aleph Dalet Yud in the UK Vavke. That's the Midah of Yesod and Malchus being brought together. Again, that's the Nin of Yichu Kutshu Bichu Shchintay. So, ki b'sached midas kel chai, b'midas adnus, azay midas adnus, yoshevas akise hamalchus, then, and only then, will the malchus of David HaMelech be complete, and then, the mid of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud will sit on her throne, al kise hamalchus, umoshelos al kol hanivroim. And then, Mashiach ben David, Shechina Kedosha, will rule over all of creation. Ukeshekel chai nivdal umestalik mimena. However, when there's a separation between kel chai, between the midah of Yesod, which is Yosef Tzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the midah of Malchus, which is David HaMelech, again, according to what we learned from Rav Kook, between the practical and the spiritual, when there's that separation, kishkel chai nivdal umestalik mimena, as I midas aleph dalet nun yud hanikre shchina holeches begolus. Then the midah of aleph dalet nun yud, which is the shchina, is in a state of golus. Umishtabedes tachas sharim mesholos. And then the Jewish people, the shchina are mishubed, are enslaved by the goyim, are under the control of the nations of the world. The koichos nochrios, and foreign koichos rule over us. because there's a separation between Kel Chai and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Vahasoid, and this is the sod of the Pasuk in Mishlei, Vishivcha Kisirash Givirta. The terrible confusion of when the maidservant is ruling over the Givirta, the Balabasta. The maidservant, the nobody, the guy, is ruling over the Jews. That's Vishivcha Kisirash Givirta, is the matzav of Golos. That the Shivcha is ruling over the Givirta. That's when there's a separation between the husband and the wife. Between Kel Chai and Malchus, it's between the husband and wife, there's a separation. L'fichach amru tzarech adam lisma geula l'tfila. Therefore, Chazal told us the importance of being sama geula l'tfila. That means that we make sure that there be no separation between Emes V'yatziv, going all the way to Baruch Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and what? In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. There can't be any separation. It's a terrible, terrible thing, Chazal say, about making any break in between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, and Hashem Sivasai Tivta. That's to be Soma Gula Tevila. Ki Soit Gula, because the Soit of Gula is what? Kel Chai. The Soit Tevila is Alav Dalad Nun Yud. Ubehe Yoysam Shneem Smuchim Zelaze. And when these two are together, when Gula, Kel Chai, and Tevila, Adnus, are together, Azaya Kol B'Yichud, then everything is in a state of Yichud, Ube Shleimus, Ube Bracha. And then there's Shleimus, and there's Bracha. V'simonech, Soymach Hashem, L'chol HaNoiflim, Soymach Hashem, L'chol HaNoiflim. Next page. Soymach Hashem, L'chol HaNoiflim, V'omer, Noflo, Loi Soysif, Kum. So Golus is a state of Nefila, when the two are separated, when there's a separation between Gula and Tefila, between the two, between Yesod and Malchus, and that's called, and the tikkun of that is Soymach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, V'zoykev L'chol HaKfufim. V'fichach Tzvichim Yisrael L'skavin B'chol Yoyim Kavana G'dayla. Therefore, when we daven, we have to have tremendous Kavana, Lisma Gula L'Tefila, to bring together Gula, Emes V'yatziv, Gal Yisrael, to bring it together with what? With Shemoneh Esrei, with Tefila. Lisma Gula L'Tefila. In order that these two shemas of what? The two shemas of Kel Chai and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud should be joined together. And when a person is davening and he's saying Emes V'yatziv, L'Gaal Yisrael, Tzorach L'Skavein, when he's saying those words to Gaal Yisrael, Tzorach L'Skavein B'Libo Soid Geula. He has to have in mind the sod of Geula, of Yesod, of Kel Chai, of Yosef HaTzadik, to be taken out of Golus, like we learned. That's what Geula is. To be taken out of the Shibur of the Goyim. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Zumahi, Veheyach Soymach Yisrael L'Tefila. And to think about how you're connecting it to what? To Tefila. That's already Dveikas Hashem, that's Mashiach Ben David. Hashem Tiftach, then you're joining together Gaal Yisrael, which is Yisod, which is Kel Chai, to what? To Adnus, and you're saying the word Adonai Svasait Adonai. I'm saying like a Sephardi, but Hashem, because I don't want to say that. But you know, Hashem Svasait Tiftach. It's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Svasait Tiftach. When you're saying that word Adonai Svasait Tiftach. So now you're entering, you're joining together Geula, Gal Yisrael, with Tefila, which is David Malchus, Ani Tefila, which is Mashiach Ben David, which is Malchus. Ki bekan hu ikah hagadol. Voice of Chacham. Now we can understand, he says. This is amazing stuff we're learning. I hope you're enjoying it. So, voice of Chacham. Voice of Chacham shahay mishtabeach shepam achas oma Geula Tefila. So Gemara brings down that there was a Chacham who was mishtabeach, he was showing off that one time he was soymach gula tefila. So the Shari says, al yalu b'daitach yishar yomu hoya mafsik and masafik ben gula tefila. What do you think that means? You think that this Tana, every other day of his life, he was talking in between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei? That he was showing off, he was mishtabeach, I was zoiche to do what? To be soymach gula tefila? I once was zoiche? So he says to Shayur, Kizafilu Kotten should be Israel Yodea. Even a child knows Shoshala Sapila Hafsik. Even in the shuls where they're talking a lot, Lo Aleinu, no one talks between Gal Yisrael and Hashem Svosai Tiftach. They might not be there yet, but whoever is there is not talking at that point. Also, nobody's talking. How could it be that this Tana is excited that what? With something that he was some good little tefillah, that even a child would never do. And he's showing off, Pam Achas, not showing off Gaiva, but to say, I was Matzliach. One time I was Matzliach to be some good little What does that mean? Every other day he was mafsik between Gal Yisrael and Shemin Esrei. Chalila, chalila, Hashem Elokeinu, chalila, chasidah, v'avadim, hakadosh shemaaseis, kadosh v'chas, chas v'shol. Elasoid, smichas, gula, tefillah, we're not talking about just saying the words. Everybody says the right words. That's not it. And no one's talking at that time. But that's not all that it means. It means the chibur. To be soymech is soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflin. It means the smichus of Yisod and Malchus. It means the smichus of what? Of the mid of Yisod, of Yosef HaTzadik of Gula, with the mid of Dov HaMelech, which is Tfila, which is Kutshubichu Shchinte, which is the husband and the wife, which is Torah Sayat Yisrael, B'Shleimus. Shoyim is Kavan v'Birchus Emes V'Yasev L'Hamshech Kol HaTzinayrus. His Kavanah, he was saying, I was Matzliach, that I was able to bring together all of the pipes, the Tzinayrus, I was able to make this yichud, ulasad kol haSfiras, and I was able to be masad all the spheres. Keser, chesed, gvur, tefes, yisoid, malchus. Boom, I did it. I made it. Ad sheyagim kulam lamidas kel chai. I came to yisod, which is kel chai, which is what emes v'yasev gal yisrael, and v'yarikul kulam lamidas adnos. And as I was able to bring about the pouring of all of the highest spheres through yisod, kel chai, gal yisrael, into where? Into David HaMelech, which is Malchus, which is Hashem Svasai Tiftach, which is the chibur of the husband and wife being successfully able to be coupled and made it together successfully. So here we understand it's not b'chol yom to do such a thing, to be able to such a medrega. Therefore he says, Pam Achas, I was zoicha. Al some gula tefila. Lefisha hasmicha azoyz bedibro maisa haisa. Bedibro maisa haisa. Shayyudei lekaven zakoiches lahamshach hashev. Whatever that means, that this tzaddik was able to make this chibur of lamala lamata of heaven and earth, mamish. Of all the highest spheres, all the way down to Malchus. And to draw all the shefa, derech at sinaris, ad shehigiyim kulum lekelchai, till the ninth sphere, which is kelchai, so he was pulling down all the way from the highest place, all the way down, 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 down. Ches the first all the way down to Kelchai, which is Gal Yisrael Misham, and from there Heriko B'Shem Adnus. He poured it right into Aleph Dalel Yud Malchus without any break, without anything stopping, without anything in the way. V'zehu Soit Smichas Gula Tefila. That's the Soit of Smichas Gula Tefila. V'simanech Smuchim Lad LaOlam Asuyim BeEmes V'Yasha. Smuchim BeEmes. L'fisha Soit Gula Tefila. Who Soit Kelchai V'Adnus? V'Hu Soit Zoche V'Shamar. That's the side they were learning by Shabbos, that there are two bechinas. There's what? There's the bechina of Zocha, which is Kelchai, which is Yesod, the male, and Yosef Atzadik, and there's the bechina of Shomar, which is what? Adnus, which is Mashiach ben David, which is Malchus, which is the feminine. Lufisha side gulu tefila, v'husoid Kelchai, Adnus, v'husoid Zocha v'Shomar, Amu Chazal, ilu yishmu Yisrael, Shabbos achas kelchasa. He doesn't bring the Bavli, he brings the Yerushalmi. That if we would keep Shabbos Achas kehalacha kehilchasa miyad negalin, v'zeu tam borush yusayim chum kol Yisrael zocher etzal shomer shusayit somer gula tefila, and that's the name of zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad. So what he's saying is the following: Eretz Yisrael, Teres Eretz Yisrael, is remember that's the Eretz Hachiburim, that's the place of chibur, that's the place of the home of the husband and wife. Sisu es Yerushalayim gilu ba kol aver. Only in Yerushalayim can there be, in Eretz Yisrael can there be that chibur of the Zoch and the Keva, of Yesod and Malchus, Kudrabichu, and the Shechina, the Mesachdim in one place. Mashayin came in Golus. In Golus, there's a distance between them. In Golus means they're separated. Therefore, in the Torah of Golus, two Shabboses are needed. In Moli Shom Yisrael, Shtei Shabboses. The Torah of Golus, the Torah of Bavli, is Shtei Shabboses. Shtei Shabboses. Only in Pnimius at Torah, in the Zarkot, in Yerushalmi, there's a Gilu that what? That Bemis is not talking about two different Shabboses. You don't have to make a cheshbon of two different Saturdays. It's not two Shabboses. It's a yichud of zoche v'shomer b'dibur echad. It's a yichud of both bechinas of Shabbos, of zoche in the keva, of zoche v'shomer, of yisoid and malchus on one Shabbos, not two different Shabbos. But in Golus we can't be masig that. Therefore, the Torah of Golus is a molish shomer shtei shabbosos, because each one is separate from the other, because there's a separation between the husband and the wife. That's what Golus is. Golus is that matzav of nochlo yisoyisif kum pshulas yisrael. There's a separation between the husband and the wife. That the Golus is that she's waiting for her husband to come back there. They're separated. So the Torah of therefore the Torah of Bavel of Chutzlaris says what? Il moli shomisol shtei shabbosos miad negolim. Because there needs to be two Shabbos, because there's not that the musag of shom of zochim v'shom v'divrechet. Mashenikain, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there in the Torah of the Yushalmi and the Zohar Kodesh and the Shari Oira and in Pnimis Torah, which is the Torah of Yushalmi of Eretz Yisrael, there it's ilu shom yisol Shabbos achas ketikuna. It's not two Shabboses. Shabbos achas ketikuna. One Shabbos, but that one Shabbos is what? Is mamish kitikuna, is kitikuna, in the right way. In the right way is that each Jew would keep his Shabbos, which his neshama comes from, kitikuna, with both bechinas of zocher v'shomer, of yisoy d'machuz, of kelchai, and adnus, of gula and tfila, then miyad nigolim, yad, Yosef David, miyad nigolim means that yad chazoka, ashalchem. But then there'll be the chibur of the yud of yisod and the dal which is malchus, and there'll be miyad would be the gula. That's the difference again between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We do hundreds of these throughout the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I'm just going to give like two or three more of this. So you see this kaseda throughout the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that there are chilukim, there are subtle chilukim, always comes out pirud and chibur, pirud and chibur, and this is the kavana that we have when we're davening emes v'yasev to go into Shemoneh Esrei. That there should be this chibur of Yisod HaMalchus. Maybe we'll do a piece, maybe next time from Rav Kluger on the Inyan of Shabbos Yisod HaMalchus. I'm not sure. It might take a little bit long, but I'm thinking maybe we'll do that. We'll see. Okay. And that's the whole Inyan of Purim, but there's no time to talk about it. It says by Mordechai that Aviv was from Binyamin and Imo was from Yehuda. It's Mashiach and Yosef Mashiach and Dov. He comes from, Mordechai comes.